We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we are technically starting from the bottom Lamed Beis, but we're going to just learn over the Gemara quickly to remember what's going on here. We had a Machlokes, Abishol and Tanakama, if it goes with Kazayas, the din of eating Truma, they have to be Karim Chaymush, or has to do Shava Pruta. Rav Papa had a Tzad that it means that Abishol needs both. He needs a Shava Pruta and a Kazayas. But they proved that's not true. Abishol is either Shava Pruta is enough. If you have enough Shava Pruta, even if it's less than a Kazayas, still Chayim. That's they proved, not like Abishol. And the Gemara presented that Papa himself was Hadabe, because it's a Braisa. So we'll start like 10 lines from the bottom to the Tanya. Mechotov, Shikogov, Prat Lemezid, if someone does Me'ilah, he takes something from Hektish, B'Shoigig, he brings the Asham, that's Dafka B'Shoigig, not Mezid. If someone does Me'ilah Mezid, not bring a carbon. Break the marvel, they didn't, obviously. Mashar Mitzvah, Shechayv and Karis, all the mitzvahs that have a Chi of Karis, still Paitim as a Mezid, you don't bring up a Mezid a carbon. Me'ilah, Shemem Karis, not so Chomer, only has Misa, ain't a din Shapat as a Mezid. It shouldn't pat the mezid, and it shouldn't bring karma mezid. My answer is no. Lo yom amrit b'shar mitzvah shkin lechayv b'misa. Doesn't have misdei shemaim. Tamei me'ilah shechayv b'misdei shemaim. So what I have mina misdei shemaim is more common than karis. Tamei lo yomar. Therefore, you need a pasuk to teach us b'shkaga prat lemezid. You need a pasuk to tell us that the me'ilah is only b'mezid. It's only b'shoyik, not b'mezid. What's going on in the beginning? He said karis is better. Then he says misa is better. What's going on here? This you have to read the last Gemara. Loyim amrit b'shar mitzvahs shkin loy chayiv and misa. You know what the chumra of me'ilah is? The chumra of me'ilah is that it's chayiv, it's oynish, even by less than a shear. Loyim amrit b'shar mitzvahs shkin loy chayiv and misa pachas kazayis. Let's say someone eats chaylev, that is chayiv karas. So there, he has to eat a kazayis. And therefore, karas only has, therefore, chatos, you only have chatos by a shaygi, but time in me'ilah shechayiv ba misa pachas kazayis. But me'ilah that is a chumrah, it's chayiv misa even less than kazayis. Maybe there you bring a carbon even by mezid, and that's more. That's when the pasuk of v'chetah b'shkaga that me'ilah needs dafka shaygi and not mezid. So that was where he answered the brayso. V'amalei tenuach daiti chashenach daiti. He said, "I'm very happy. You explained me the brayso. I didn't have shad the brayso until now." So Rav Chiyav Avin said, "Thank you for making me understand the brayso." V'amalei, Rav Nachman said back to him, "My nechusa, what exactly? Pshat I said over to you. Wasn't such a good pshat, by the way. I'm telling you, it's not a good pshat. Why? Because Rabbi and Rav Sheish just had a kash on it. So remember, what's the pshat? The pshat I told him. They said the tzad chumra me'ilah would be that it's chayiv misa even less than a kazayis. That was the tzad chumra me'ilah. It's chayiv misa even less than a kazayis. And the kash is that the Rabbi Rav Sheish showed the Narga. Rabbi Rav Sheish had a kash on this." Man sham lay domar hezev mila miso. Who is the man that holds this? Just think it's misdei shemayim by mila. It's not so pasuk. That's just think it's misdei shemayim by mila. It's not a first pasuk. So who is the man the amar? Rebbe. It's Rebbe. And tabalam gimel. Rebbe. The Tanya. So let's get the cheshbon over here. The cheshbon over here is that we're saying that the mila of mila is it's chayiv even less than a kazayis. That's what's in the mila. So Rav Sheshes and Rabbi are going to prove that it's not so pashut. Because who's the man that holds the chayiv misa? That's Rebbe. The Tanya, learned to the Braisa. Hezib and Me'ila. Someone did amazing by Me'ila. Rebbe, I'm a misa v'chomar and bahazara. My time with the Rebbe. What's the makar for Rebbe? What's the biyar machlekes? Amra avo, goma chet metruma. We learn out chet metruma. Learn Me'ila from truma. By Me'ila it says v'cheta v'shkog alashon chet. And by Truma, it says, v'shomru es meshmarti v'lo yisa olav chet umesu boi ki yichal luhu. It says also chet. Chet teaches us that just like by Truma you get misdei shemayim, by Me'ilah also. That's the makar. And Rabbanon also grabbed the hold that you make this chet with Truma, but only the Gavi Azara, not the Gavi Misa. And Rashi says, why don't you learn out the Gavi? If you learn out the Gavi Azara and all the other limudim, so why don't you learn at Misa also? So Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Umeisu boy, and not by Me'ilah. That's a Rabbanan Shita. But like upon him, the Makar for Misa is from Truma. Umine, ma Truma bekazayis, af Me'ilah bekazayis. Just like Truma is bekazayis, Me'ilah is bekazayis. That's what Rabbi Rav Sheshes at a kasha does. You're telling Me'ilah is chayiv less than kazayis. What do you mean? How do you know it's chayiv Misa? From Truma. Truma is like kazayis. Umaskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked him a kasha on this. And he said, "Memai the Rebbe Karabonon Svirle, Dil Makabashal Svirle." How do you know Rebbe holds like the Rabbanon when it comes to Truma, that you need a Kazayas? Maybe holds like the Abishal, holds all you need a Shavapruta. Dil Makabashal Pruta, I've got less big Kazayas. That's our Papa's Kasha. So her papa asked the kasha back, and Rabbi said, I don't have your kasha. You tell me he has to have gezayis? Because truma doesn't need gezayis. Truma is enough for the shama bruto. Now her papa asked the kasha, he says, like Avashal holds, you don't need gezayis. Rav Papa before said you need both according to Avashal. Must be Rav Papa was chayzer his pshat and Avashal. But Rav Papa, who the Amar Avashal tati boy elishmari no hod the bay. See, he was chayzer. So you see, he was chayzer from his pshat that he said before in Avashal. Akaponim, that is the first shakavatari to explain pshat in this brisa of a chet of a shkaga. And from that we saw that Rav Papa was chayzer from Avashal, that he doesn't hold Avashal holds, they need both. It's enough just to have Shava Pruta. The Gemara now is going to have two more terutzim in Pshat in the Brice of Chet Abishkoga. What we're trying to do is trying to explain what the Tzad would be, that Me'ilo would be Mochamer, the other things, and in order to, that it should be Chayiv Asham, even by Mezid. That's the Gemara I was trying to say. The first Pshat didn't work out so well, but the Pshat was that we find it's Chayiv Misa Vishmaim, less than Kazayis, that's why it should be Mochamer and get an Asham by Mezid. Now is the next pshat. Mar berei de Ravina Amar Hachi Kamar, and Rashi speaks out. We're saying this shabusha in the Brayse. You have to change the words of the Brayse. The Brayse didn't say that. The Brayse said words because Mis says Mochamer. We have to change the words of the Brayse. Hachi Kamar Loyim Amrit Bashar Mitzvus Shloi Osa Behem She'im Miskaven Kim Miskaven. He says other mitzvahs besides from the Ilah. The halach is, this is not a word for the word misasek, that we know misasek is potter. What's the example of misasek being potter? Shem niskav and lachtech zetal, just say on Shabbos, you are trying to cut, you have a cut cucumber in front of you, and you're trying to cut it, and no problem to cut a detached cucumber. And instead of cutting that cucumber, you cut a attached cucumber. So you're over now, it's a Shabbos. Is that called a shayig or not? The halach is your potter. Because it's not called Malachas Machshavas. So you may ask this, what is the example of a Shoigig? The example of a Shoigig is, Rashi says, either he forgot it was Shabbos, or he thinks this Malach is Mutter. But here where you're trying to cut a cut vegetable, and you cut a attached vegetable, that's Misasek, according to Mandi Yama. And Mashayikim HaMe'ilo, B'chayiv in this case. Tomei Me'ilo, Shem Nisgavin L'Schamein B'Gizei Chulin, V'Nisgavin B'Gizei Oilo, Shema, the Malach is, if you wanted to warm yourself with Gizei Chulin, and then, if a mistake, use Gizei Oila instead. The Loch is Ila. Even though I wasn't trying to use those Gizim, still, Yechayev. So you see that by Misasek, this type of Misasek, Me'ilo be more Chamer. And Rashi explains, because by Shabbat it says Melechas Mach Shabbos. And by a regular Isurim, it says Ashachot Ba, Prat Misasek. But by Me'ilo, it says Vechet Abashkoga, Vashma, any type of Chet. And therefore, you'd be Chayev even by Misasek. So that's the pshat why you think it's mochamer. So then you think that you bring an asham even on mezid. Kamash v'lo, no, dafka v'shkoga, v'chet v'shkoga. The Mashal Taka asked that if you don't know v'chet v'shkoga yet, so how would you know that misasek is chayiv? I'm the Mashal who discusses that. Hakaponim, that's the second mahalach in our brisa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is a very similar mahalach, but he argues on what misasek is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds, I'll give you a hakdama before we start, holds that the case we just gave is not misasek, it's also shogeg. If someone tries to cut a cucumber that's detached, and he cuts a detached cucumber, it's not misasek, because I'm trying to cut something, that's not called misasek. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, misasek means I'm trying to do entirely something else. And that will be the case. And there, the halacha is that by Shara Surim Yipater, and by Me'ilah Yechayiv, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Loyim Amrit Bashar Mitzvahs, Shekin Loyim is Chayiv Behem, Shein Misasek Misasek. There, you're not Chayiv by not Misasek or Misasek. Misasek is a part of it. What's the case of that? Shem Nisgavin Lag Biaz at all. You're trying to pick up, you're not trying to do a Chatech at all. You're trying to pick something up. Bechot Tachas Mechubah, and you picked up instead of Mechubah, you detached it. There, Shepot. Taim Ve'ilah, Shem Hoysh Yad Lati, Elit Al Chayfetz. You stuck your hand into something to get your keys out, and there was oil there. Vesach Yad Vesham Shal Kodesh, Shemal. There you'll be Me'ilah, there will be Me'ilah, because there you chayiv Misasek. Mashenkin by other surim, there's no chayiv Misasek. So both pshat are saying the same thing, that Me'ilah has a chumrah that's chayiv Misasek and other surim not. The machloikis from Nachma Yitzchak and Marbar Ravina is really the machloikis of Bayev and Rava and Mesech L'Shabbos. If you meskavel l'chaticha ba'alma, is that kum Misasek or not? Maybe you have to mechavel the whole entire another ma'isa, the kum Misasek, that's the shiloh over here. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar, we had this before on yesterday's Amud Aleph. It said in yesterday's Amud Aleph, we're going to a entirely different Indian now. The halacha is, said Amud Aleph, that this halacha that we're handling, Truma became Chametz, it's only Truma that was either you makfish it before Pesach or it became chametz on Pesach. But if you take chametz on Pesach and you makfish it with truma, it said it didn't work. And the Shabbos, why not? Why should it work? It's food. And you mean makfish it from the rest of the stuff. Why should it work? So it said, oh, my, look before in the Braisa. Medvam amurim b'makfish truma v'chmitza. The whole sugya of truma's chametz is when you makfish truma while it was still not chametz, then it became chametz. Al hifrish chametz truma. If on Pesach you mafrish truma's chametz, the v'rakol einoy kedusha. It's not chal. Menadim mili. How do you know? How do you know that if someone takes off truma from chametz on Pesach, that's not chal? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Makro. The pasuk says titein loy v'loy la'oyrei. In the pasuk of truma, it says it's actually the pasuk of Reishis Hageis, but it also says pasuk of truma there. It says Reishis digoncha tireishcha v'tzurecha v'Reishis geiz tzenecha titein loy. So it says that both, titin loy is going back on both, that you have to give the kohen truma. And we darshan, titin loy, v'loy la'oyrei. You don't give a kohen something that all you can use is for firewood. So therefore, that's why you need the achal, because the special positive titin loy la'oyrei. Incidentally, just Tyson speaks that very important thing, that you only need this according to Yerushalayim Glili, it holds that's mutter bahana on Pesach. And that's teaching us that even though I could use it for fuel, but still you don't give truma to use for fuel. But Taisha speaks out, feel the tanaim that's also bahana, so then it's a different pasuk. When nosan la koyin es ha-kodesh, dova royal as kodesh, it's not royal as kodesh because it's not nothing, it's not worth anything. That's what Taisha speaks out. The Kiveger asks on Taisha that you can say even better, that if it's also bahana, it's not even yours, it can't be chal. Halacha is, the suri no is not considered yours, it can't be chal. She issued with it. So the word I said before, it's also based varm that even though they said it's not yours, I still made it for shusha. Two examples were chametz. Anybody want to know another example? I think it's bar versus rab. Another example that something that was not yours makes it yours, but chametz also. Akapanim, the bottom line is titin loy is only for Rabbi Yisrael Glili. But akapanim, that's what we're learning now. The pasuk is saying that you have to give the kohen something for himself, not to burn it. The Mishnah in Trumas, Mesechlis Trumas, says, let's say you have tfua that was tame, or payers that were tame, and you want to use that for truma on your Torah. So you're not allowed to do that. But if you did it by mistake, it works. Because the pasuk says, in the Torah it says, and the darshan, that when you take off truma, you shouldn't be over a chait, and what does that mean? You shouldn't give him inferior stuff. But it works, but the evad. Because if not, there wouldn't be a chait. That's not the more kedushin darshans. Akaponim, it says if you take off from a tameya, it works. Why does it work? L'maisa, it's a meat in the Torah. Titin loy v'loy loy roy. And for the Gemara, loy kasha. Hosam hoysla shasa kasha. Loy hoysla shasa kasha. You know what the Torah says? That this meat is only in a case where it never was mutadig in Paris at any time. Right away it was chametz. And how's that possible? And what's the case? We're saying on Pesach, where it's not chal, the truma is chametz, is there a case that this tefuah never had, listen to this wheat, the wheat never had a shasa kosher. Because if it had a shasa kosher, then it wouldn't be possible, including possible lo la'ere. The Rebbein Peretz explains, when you have a drasha, you take the most extreme case. So the only time there's a meat of loy v'loy la'oyroi, that if you're burning it, it's not a good truma, it's only if it doesn't have a shasa kosher. So hosam hoysla shasa kosher, not mishnah and truma is to have shasa kosher. Hachal hoysla shasa kosher. With loy hoysla shasa kosher, what's the case? Going to ichmetz b'mechubar, became chametz while it's mechubar. That means while it was mechubar, it's still not royu to take off truma. And it already became chametz. So the minute it became royu for truma already, it became a peri, it became detached, already was chametz ready. It became chametz b'mechubar. Ava ichmetz b'talosh, hachanami dekacha. So he says, so now he tells him back, so he tells me now that, but if it becomes chametz, but after it was talos, I mean, they had a shasa kosher. You tell me, I will work the truma? We said truma's chametz doesn't work on Pesach, right? So it's coming out, it only doesn't work on Pesach is, in an interesting case, it became chametz while it was attached. Because if it was detached and it had a shasa kosher, you tell me that'll be kaddish? I'm going to yeah, in. And he brings a pasuk in Daniel, the gzeris irim pesgama, the gzeris of the malachim are in their words, with a maimer kedishim shelta, and also a kedishim irim, a type of malachim. And he says, just like malachim say something, that's the way it is. Tamid the chum are like malachim. Chaim mayim mayim adrasha kavasi. And taka they say in the Rishon Lezion like that. That if it becomes chametz betalish, it's taka kalish. You know why? Because it had a shasa kosher. Just we have to speak out that it says over here you can have chametz while it's attached. How is it possible? So Maram Chalava speaks out that if it's already grown completely, even though it's still attached, it can become chametz. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, the Mishmura brings down, part of Shmura matzah means, it means it's watched from when it's cut until you make the flour, that watch doesn't get wet at all. Zok Mishmura, that Shmura matzah means once it finishes growing on the stalks, then you have to already watch it. And therefore, it's a whole tumble, and certain, that's why you have to get wheat dafka from Arizona, places that doesn't rain. Because if it rains, then it's a problem that the wheat will get wet. So that's why it's Arizona wheat, it's a whole tumble because it rains. But when does it rain? Does it rain when it's grown, when it's not grown? That's the whole shaila. There was a big tumble about this a few years ago about the wheat, because the wheat has to be again in a place that doesn't rain. Because if it rains, after it's finished, it rains, it gets a shaila of wet, it gets chametz, and therefore that comes with this Gemara, a lot of that tumble. This Gemara, it's another Gemara later on, and Daf Mem also. But here the Gemara says that something can be chametz while it's mechuvah.